President Reagan is said to be doing extremely well as he recovers from a bullet wound. This is Doug Poling reporting on the CBS radio network. The White House says the president's vital signs are in the normal range and that Mr. Reagan is able to sit up and take food by mouth. Dr. Dennis O'Leary, head of clinical surgery at George Washington University Hospital, says the president will probably be hospitalized a week or two. Mr. Reagan's family gathered around his hospital bed today and heard the president complain that the .22-caliber bullet that struck him yesterday ruined his new suit. The president's press secretary, Jim Brady, who suffered a bullet wound in the brain, is in critical but stable condition. Brady got a visit today from Republican Senator William Roth of Delaware.
The news is very good. Jim is making tremendous progress. While I was with his wife, Sarah, the doctor came and told her that Jim could see in both eyes. So far, so good. He's putting up a tremendous battle. He has a will to live. Sarah says that he wants her there. Apparently, he is holding on to her hand, but all of us are very encouraged.
It was also reported today that the other two men wounded in yesterday's attack are improving. They are Secret Service agent Tim McCarthy and Washington policeman Thomas Delahanty. John Hinckley, the man accused of the shootings, is being held at the U.S. Marine base at Quantico, Virginia. Sources are now saying Hinckley told investigators he shot the president to defend the honor of an actress he apparently does not know, but believes President Reagan in some way snubbed. The actress is 18-year-old Jodie Foster, best known for the film Taxi Driver. In Denver, David Dow has a report on the parents of the suspect.
The distraught parents of John Hinckley Jr. remain secluded in a neighbor's home. But a spokesman, attorney James Robinson, has emerged to express the family's condolences to Monday's victims.
Last night, the Hinckleys sent their personal expressions of their sorrow to these men and their families. Although this can never compensate for the hurt they feel, they wanted them to know their thoughts and prayers are with them. Mr. and Mrs. Hinckley have been longtime supporters of President Reagan. They plan to see their son, John. At this time, however, they have no definite travel plans. They spoke with their son, John, last night and again by phone today.
Robinson said the Hinckleys have hired a Washington attorney to represent their son, who in recent months had undergone psychiatric care. He did not disclose the attorney's name. David Dow, CBS News, Denver.
More news in a moment.
Critics hail him as America's greatest living composer. Now you can meet Aaron Copland, the musical genius of ballet, symphony, and film. This is Hal Holbrook. Please join me tomorrow on public television for a Copland celebration from the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C. with Leonard Bernstein, Mstislav Rostropovich, the National Symphony Orchestra, and Aaron Copland himself. Check your local PBS listings tomorrow. This message brought to you by the Shell Oil Company.
In Poland, leaders of Solidarity have voted to call off a general strike by members of the trade union movement. They approved suspension of the planned walkout, agreed on last night in talks between government and union negotiators. Preliminary statistics from the FBI show major crime in America took its biggest jump in 5 years during 1980. The figures show violent crime up by 13%. The body of a black youngster pulled from a river in Atlanta yesterday has been identified as that of Timothy Hill, who was 13. He disappeared earlier this month. Hill is the latest victim in Atlanta's string of 23 unsolved cases of murdered or missing children. Now this.
Grand Central Station, next stop.
Ever walk through a smoking car on a train? That's where you see people who really need Topol, the smoker's tooth polish. Excuse me, sir, have you ever used Topol?
As a matter of fact, my wife bought a tube for me just this week. I haven't given it much of a chance yet, but my teeth feel clean. And she says it's helped get rid of my tobacco breath, too.
That's because of its fresh mint flavor.
Sounds like you're a Topol user. Your teeth certainly look bright.
Thanks, I am.
What made you try Topol?
It's tough to give up smoking, but I didn't want to give up smiling.
Mint-flavored Topol has given thousands of people reason to smile, because Topol goes to work immediately to help get rid of superficial yellow tobacco stains. Not only cleans your teeth, helps clean your tobacco breath, too. Just use Topol week after week and watch your teeth get brighter and stay brighter.
What about people like me, who like a fluoride toothpaste?
No problem. Topol is available in regular or fluoride, in 3-ounce and 7-ounce economy size.
Hey, guess I'll give Topol a try.
Topol. Use only as directed.
The government of Premier Prem Tinsulanonda of Thailand is reported to have been overthrown in a bloodless coup. Radio Thailand says the government had become weak and dictatorial. President Reagan today won an important victory for his economic program. The Senate voted to uphold nearly $1 billion in budget cuts. Senate Budget Committee Chairman Domenici called it a critical test of support for the president. Doug Poling, CBS News.
It's 6 minutes past the hour of 8 o'clock in the Twin Cities. We've dropped to 42 degrees, and rain is still occurring in the Twin Cities. A wind gust of 48 miles an hour occurred at the airport a little after 7 tonight. The winds now are southwest at 31. They are gusting to 40 miles an hour, so it's windy. The barometer falling, 29.48 inches. 42 the temperature, and we're at 6 minutes past 8 o'clock. Open mic on CCO. This is Denny Long, and we have a guest tonight. Happily so, more than we had planned, which gives us more business to take care of. We will be accepting your calls. I'll tell you now which numbers to call, and you can get a pencil and paper, and I'll repeat these again. For local calls, 98-92-830. 98-92-830. Long-distance calls, we will accept collect calls. Dial 1, the area code 612-370-0611. All right, we'll repeat those numbers as we move along. Our subject tonight, minority-owned business.
Senator Moe called for national legislation to control handguns. Time now 7 minutes before 8. It's 6 degrees Celsius, 42 Fahrenheit. Would you like to put more energy in your life? If you're concerned about energy these days and want to learn more about it, the branch offices of First Bank Minneapolis invite you to take advantage of a special energy program. Now through April 17th is the time to get facts about energy from conservation to alternative energy sources. NSP and Minnegasco will present seminars at each of the branch offices of First Bank Minneapolis. Plus, there'll be solar and wind energy displays, energy-saving thermostats, and a complete range of free energy literature. For a full schedule of seminars and displays, stop into these energy information centers. First Bank Minneapolis Parkway office at 48th and Chicago, Plymouth office at County Roads 18 and 9, North Washington office at 18th and North Washington, St. Anthony Falls office at East Hennepin and 4th Street, and West Broadway office at West Broadway and Emerson. The Energy Information Center is brought to you by First Bank Minneapolis, member of the First Bank System, and the FDIC. A bill allowing liquor to be sold in Minnesota on Election Day is up for discussion in the House Commerce and Economic Development Committee at 10 this morning. That panel will also debate a bill that would allow liquor sales to begin at 10 o'clock on Sunday mornings instead of noon. This afternoon at 3, the Senate Agriculture and Natural Resources Committee hears a bill requiring the beverage industry to set up its own system of reclaiming containers that can't be recycled. And a $250 million bonding bill for construction at University of Minnesota hospitals is up for debate in another Senate committee this afternoon. Minnesota and other states are awaiting a ruling on whether Montana's coal severance tax is legal. The U.S. Supreme Court heard the state side of the case yesterday. Montana's attorney general disputes utility company claims that the 30% tax is unfair and excessive. A ruling is expected this summer. Twin Cities weather, mostly cloudy today with the highs from 60 to 65 and a slight chance for a thunderstorm today or tonight. Low tonight around 40 degrees, and then clearing up a bit tomorrow with a high in the upper 50s. Right now it's 42.
Ziegler Territory Manager Tom Wedden on the advantages of renting Caterpillar construction equipment.
Well, one of the biggest advantages of renting from Ziegler and renting a Caterpillar tractor is that you're going to get your money's worth. Usually when a customer wants to rent a machine, they're in a hurry. They have a problem or a crisis, and they want to move fast. And we know this, and we're geared up to move fast as they want us to move.
And on Ziegler Backup?
As far as backing up the product is concerned, there isn't anybody in the country that does a better job. We have a lot of repeat customers that keep coming back. That leads me to believe that they're satisfied with the job that we're doing. They're satisfied with Ziegler's approach, which is the customer's the boss.
Ziegler, Caterpillar in Minnesota.
Tuesday, March 31st, 1981. Good morning, neighbor. This is Dick Chapman again, brought to you by your Northland Ford dealer. Folks here in the Northland sure do love their Fords. 13 years ago tonight, remember what you were doing? President Lyndon Johnson had begun a nationwide broadcast appearance. Near the end of his prepared text, He glanced at his wife, Lady Bird, off camera, then read from notes not included in his typewritten statement.
It is true that a house divided against itself is a house that cannot stand. There is division in the American house now, and believing this, as I do, I have concluded that I should not permit the presidency to become involved in the partisan divisions that are developing in this political year. Accordingly, I shall not seek and I will not accept the nomination of my party for another term as your president.
President Lyndon Johnson, fighting an unpopular war in Southeast Asia and turmoil at home, calling it quits after three decades in American politics 13 years ago tonight. 50 years ago today, Notre Dame football coach Knute Rockne killed in a plane crash in Kansas. Rockne helped invent the forward pass and helped popularize the halftime pep talk.
And don't think that we're going to pick on one tackle at this week. We're going inside them. We're going outside them. Inside them and outside them. And when we get them on the run once, we're going to keep them on the run. And we're not going to pass unless our secondary comes up too close. But don't forget, man, we're going to get them on the run. We're going to go, 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 go. And we aren't going to stop until we go to that goal line. And don't forget, man, today is the day we're going to win. They can't lick it. And from the breath out of the goal, the first one's going to win there. Fight, 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 fight. What do you say, man?
Knute Rockne, killed in a plane crash 50 years ago today. 5 years ago today, a New Jersey Supreme Court upheld a request for the parents of Karen Ann Quinlan to discontinue a respirator she'd been hooked to since she entered a coma on April 5th, 1975. 1 year ago today, the death of U.S. track star Jesse Owens at age 65 from lung cancer. Sun rose at 5:56 and sets at 6:39. Moon rose at 3:47, sets at 1:45 this afternoon. Record high 73 on this day in 1920. Coldest, 11 below in 1843. Time now is 1 minute before 8. Our Twin City temperature, 6 degrees Celsius, 42 Fahrenheit.
Ford announces the continuation of its 10% cash assistance program on 81 Fairmonts, Mustangs, and Granadas.
Come on, come in all over the land. Ford's going to give you a helping hand. Just when you need it most, get 10% from Ford.
Right now until April 5th, get money back directly from Ford on 16 different new 1981 models. More than $600 back on Fairmonts and Mustangs. More than $600 back on beautiful new Granadas. Make your best deal on any 1981 Fairmont, Granada, or Mustang, and Ford will send you a check for a full 10% of the sticker price for the base vehicle, or apply this amount towards your down payment. Hurry, you must take delivery or order now through April 5th, 1981 to take advantage of Ford's 10% cash assistance program. Offer limited to one vehicle per customer. Dealer contributes part of cash assistance.
See your Northland Ford dealer today and drive away in a new 1981. Folks here in the Northland sure do love their Fords. Today's WCCO Radio Good Neighbor, a St. Paul man, widely known as a civic leader and a business leader. He's chairman of the board of the St. Paul Area YMCA, leader of the Y's $5,600,000 capital development campaign. Tonight, he presides over the 124th annual meeting of the St. Paul Y. More than 700 people are expected to attend. He's the director of the Northwest Area Foundation, the St. Paul Area Council of Churches, the St. Paul Foundation, the St. Paul Area Chamber of Commerce, and the Lower Town Redevelopment Corporation. He's received a Distinguished Alumnus Award from Concordia College in Moorhead. Recently was knighted by King Olaf of Norway for what was called his important role in the economic development of the Upper Midwest and West, where Norwegian immigrants settled. He started working for the old Northern Pacific Railroad in 1935 as a laborer, and 43 years later was named chief executive officer of its descendant, Burlington Northern, the nation's longest railroad. Today's WCCO Radio Good Neighbor, Norman M. Lawrenson, chairman of the executive committee of Burlington Northern of St. Paul.
What's the best fabric for a woman's panty? For years, nylon and cotton seemed like the answer. But you know the problems, and you know that's not the answer. What is the answer? The new U-Panty from Formfit. U-Panties are made with Lyta, a new fabric that's cool and comfortable and breathes like your skin. It's just like you. And that's why it's in the lingerie department at Donaldson's.
We're just like you. We're Donaldson's.
1 minute past 8, Twin City temperature 42 degrees.
And this is Joyce Lamont for Banks, the store of bargains. Beginning tomorrow, a sale of $75,000 worth of brand-name jewelry, watches, crystal, and silver plate. Also a store-wide April Fool's Day sale, selected items, all priced for clearance. And the million-dollar sales continue. Luxury fur coats and mattresses and box springs. All at Banks near Central and East Hennepin, Minneapolis. Open today through Friday, 8:30 a.m. to 8:30 p.m.
More than half of the 250,000 new businesses started in the U.S. go under in 5 years. For minority-owned businesses, the rate is much higher. Are minorities denied equal access to free enterprise? Listen for a special Ask CCO program this Tuesday night at 8:05. Your participation is invited here on WCCO, Minneapolis and St. Paul.
WCCO Radio News, Ray Christensen reporting. President Reagan's spirits are excellent. His physical condition, very good. That report this morning from George Washington University Hospital, where Reagan is hospitalized following surgery for a gunshot wound in the left chest. This morning, he was moved from the recovery room to a private area. Dr. Dennis O'Leary says Reagan did not get much sleep last night, but that he is requiring very little medication. The presidential news secretary, James Brady, is improved today, but still critical after being shot in the head. O'Leary said that President Reagan has not been told of Brady's condition. Former Vice President Walter Mondale says he is shocked by yesterday's attempted assassination of President Reagan. But Mondale told WCCO Radio News this morning that the vulnerability of public officials to such attacks is an unfortunate aspect of a democracy such as ours.
It's a terrible shock. You know, it's happened before, even with more tragic consequences. But after a time and then after years that have passed, you slowly get the impression it'll never happen again. And then, lo and behold, in a split second, we see violence directed at a president. And I guess we'll just have to live with it. It's a shock. It's something that I think destabilizes our country. That's something we'll just have to live with and continue to protect our presidents and others as best we can. It's too bad, but I guess that's the way it is.
Former Vice President Walter Mondale, 4 past 8, 42 degrees.
If you really like to sew, there's just one place you really need to go. Minnesota Fabrics. At Minnesota Fabrics, you'll discover the latest in fashion fabrics, from linen looks to pretty girl prints, from cotton knits to crepe de chine. You'll find a tremendous selection of name brand notions, from appliques to zippers, and the most current patterns, from Vogue, Butterick C&So, Simplicity, and McCall's. And you'll find weekly Minnesota Fabric specials. Check Sunday's paper for great money-saving values like these.
This week, it's a super sale for all your summer wear sewing. Famous name knits, $2.99 a yard. Cotton knit stripes, $1.66 a yard. Cotton knit prints, $2.44 a yard. Solid T-shirt knits, $1.29 a yard. Sweatshirt fleece, $2.99 a yard. Linen looks, $2.99 a yard.
So come on, shop Minnesota Fabrics this week. It's the one place to go for everything you need to sew.
Former President Gerald Ford was shot at twice while in office, but the last time a bullet actually hit an American president was in 1963 in Dallas. Ford heard the news about the attempt to murder Ronald Reagan while touring in Japan and called a Tokyo news conference. He was asked about presidential security.
You can't guarantee 100% security. I know that the Secret Service does a very professional job. They maximize their efforts to protect the president, but there are individuals who will, on their own, seek to do what this gentleman did.
The man he refers to is the suspect, 25-year-old John Hinckley. A Minnesota poll published in this morning's Minneapolis Tribune says that only 29% of those questioned are against stricter laws on ownership of handguns. 18% of the 1,200 adults surveyed said they own pistols. Several hundred dollars have been raised by Central High School students in Minneapolis. The money will be given this morning to Superintendent Richard Green, who will forward it to Atlanta. The students raised the money to donate to the investigation into the murders of Atlanta black children. The weather for CCO land, a chance of showers and thunderstorms just about anywhere in the region today. The Minnesota forecast calls for likeliness of showers and thunderstorms in the central and northeastern part of the state, although the Twin Cities forecast has just a 30% chance of a thunderstorm today, 20% tonight. 42 degrees currently, 6:30 past 8.
The Vikings are in Minneapolis. A very special journey awaits you at the Minneapolis Institute of Arts now through May 3rd. After 12 centuries, the Vikings have come to Minneapolis, and all the exuberance of this lush and vital civilization is reflected in the artifacts now on display. In the Link restaurant, we have carefully selected for your further enjoyment traditional entrees of Scandinavia, like Stavanger seafood crepes, Helga's chilled chicken breast tarragon in aspic, Scandinavian sausage, and Johannes Svensson has added a magic touch with a wonderful pastry. For your dining pleasure, the same delicious menu is offered for lunch and dinner. And if you dine after 1:30, a complimentary glass of wine will accompany your meal. The Link wants to make your visit to the ancient Norseland complete. So for lunch or dinner at luncheon prices, join us for a taste of Scandinavia. The Link at the Minneapolis Institute of Arts. For reservations, call 870-3180.
Oh, that's very good. I like the sound of it. It seems to me Hagar should be doing that commercial. Hey, come on in and see how us Vikings did. It is 42 degrees and 8:08. Conan Erickson and I'm Roger Erickson. And shortly the newest member of our CCO staff, Ruth Kozlak, will be along to sit in for Charlie Boone today. And stand by as we look back at that wonderful year of 1972. We'll see if you can remember the Twins of 1972 with a trivia question good for a couple of opening day tickets at the Met. Countdown to opening day. This song is not from 1972. This is popular about 9 years later.
I wake up every morning, stumble out of bed, stretch it in the yawning, another day ahead. Seems to last forever, and time is floating by. Babe and me together, then I'm on the fly. The moment that he's with me, time can take a flight. The moment that he's with me, everything's alright. Nighttime is the right time, we make love.
Sheena Easton. Interesting story. Sheena, it's 11 minutes. Sometime I'll tell you that story, Ray Christensen.
Oh, I'd love to hear it.
It's 11 minutes past 8 o'clock, and the temperature in the Twin Cities is 42. We'll get the weather here shortly. Here's a question, Ray, I'll bet you never expected to hear from an insurance company.
What is it?
Is it possible to have too much coverage on your home?
Too much?
Yes, that's their answer is it's possible.
Who's there?
The Farmers Insurance Group,
FIG. I might have known.
Especially if you're paying for coverage you may never use, such as a low deductible.
You probably never turn in a small claim. Most homeowners never do.
Yeah, so what Farmers have, they've come up with this $500 deductible. Mm-hmm. Have you heard about that?
Not the way you phrased it, no. But that would let you take care of the little problems, and Farmers takes care of the big ones.
Yes, and you save a nice chunk of money.
That's good.
This $500 deductible homeowner's policy is just one way they do it.
Who are some Farmers Insurance agents I could check with?
Well, in Maple Grove, Rick Gaffney.
Uh-huh. How about in Blaine?
Kurt Fensky.
And in St. Paul, would Jim Pogreba be a good man?
That's the guy. How did you know?
Boy, I just guessed.
Well, if you'll hold on here, Ray, I'm going to have the weather for you.
Yeah.
And a little bit later, a Twins trivia question. I know you broadcast the Twins for many years. I have one for you.
All right.
In 1972, the owner of the Minnesota Twins was... Boom.
The owner of the Minnesota...
Who was he?
Could you give me a hint?
Last name is Griffith.
Andy Griffith.
No. Think of
Birth of a Nation, the D.W. Griffith.
No. Think of locale.
Lois Griffith, yes.
No.
There's one place in town where you can be sure of getting more for your money, and that gang is at your local Snapper dealer. And during April Snapper Month, you get even more, up to $30 on trade for your old mower, regardless of condition. When you buy a new Snapper walk behind mower at regular price. This is Cannon telling you Snapper walk mowers can do a lot more than just cut grass. They not only mow, but can blow, bag, vacuum, shred, and mulch. And the new Thatcherizer option for current and most older self-propelled models easily removes harmful thatch, helps keep your lawn healthy and beautiful. When used with a bag, you can also forget about raking. Let your Snapper dealer show you the quality features of Snapper mowers. See the Snapper at Doc's TV and Appliance Buffalo, Bergstrom Tractor Implement Sales, 3700 85th Avenue North in Brooklyn Park, and Bob's Small Engine, 6722 Penn Avenue South in Minneapolis. You've got to go with the Snapper because, gang, the Snapper is the best.
Now it's the Weather Ball Weather. Weather Ball Weather brought to you by your full-service Northwestern banks. Did you hear Finkel earlier this morning saying that we're going to be in for a rainy period? The weather has changed, and we're going to expect some more of this stuff. And as a matter of fact, the 30-day outlook called for above-normal precipitation in our region. In the Dakotas today, some precipitation in the west, but clearing from the east. Iowa, a chance of showers, windy and warm, 60s and 70s. In Wisconsin, in the east, it'll be sunny, but in the west, a chance of showers and thunderstorms. And by tonight in the west, showers and thunderstorms likely in Wisconsin. Then tomorrow, variably cloudy, with just a chance of some precipitation. Highs in Wisconsin, upper 40s to mid-60s, pretty much the same tomorrow. In Minnesota, cloudy with showers and thunderstorms likely today, mostly in the central and northeast part of the state. That's where you can expect the rain, central and northeast part. Can rain elsewhere, but that's the greatest chance. Highs today from 45 near Lake Superior to the upper 60s southeast today. Lows tonight mostly in the 30s. Rain could change to snow in the northeast late tonight. For tomorrow, clearing from the west with highs of 45 to 60.
For over a year, Interest Plus Checking from Northwestern Banks has been working for thousands of people all across Minnesota. And they've told us they like the idea of earning interest on their checking. But some Minnesotans have questions about it.
I think it really is a good idea, but I guess I don't understand how I can qualify. Is it easy?
Northwestern Banks have made it very easy for you to qualify, Minnesota. Keep a $900 minimum balance or an average monthly balance of $1,600 in your Interest Plus checking account, and you'll earn 5.25% interest compounded daily on all the money you keep in the bank. And that's just one of several different Interest Plus checking plans you can choose.
Do I get anything else?
Quite a bit. You'll get checking, personalized checks, an instant cash card, and much more at no charge.
Hey, that sounds pretty good.
Interest Plus checking. While others are just introducing this idea of earning interest on checking dollars, Northwestern banks have already improved it. So there's a plan that's just right for the way you do your banking. We heard you, Minnesota, because we're on your side. Members FDIC.
Weather Ball is red as a barn. What do you mean you don't give a darn?
Weather ball is red. Temperature will go higher. It's blinking with precipitation. I mean, agitation. There'll be precipitation. There's a 30% chance of precipitation anyway. Maybe even a thunderstorm in the Twin Cities today. But generally, it'll be cloudy. Tonight, decreasing cloudiness. And by tomorrow, it should be partly cloudy. It's going to be a little windy. Wind southeast at 15 to 25. And tonight, it'll be northwesterly wind.